All right, we'll get started with the next talk. Julien Hanno from Paratools is going to talk about testing and validation.
Hello, everyone. Thanks, Kenneth, for the introduction. So yes, I'm Julien Hanno. I'm going to talk to you about testing. As you may notice, I'm a bit happy to have a mic today. So please let me know if I'm becoming unaudible. So first of all, a bit of background. Back in some years ago, we were actually still a team developing an MPI runtime. And while developing this runtime, we had the major stake to develop a validation system to assess our software quality, but also to be able to compare our implementation to others. So, like everybody in HPC field at this time, we started to build our own ultra-specific shell scripts to validate our implementation, because we were considering that our implementation were too specific to be able to use some mainstream tools. So we started with shell scripts, great idea. The fact is that with the team growing, people working in separate place, working on multiple heterogeneous machines, we had a huge issue to make people continue to validate, to use this validation system, because it was slow, not really efficient, and hard to make it grow. Especially about maintenance, when we wanted to add anything from to the validation process, it was just a nightmare. It was really costly in terms of time. But also when our software was evolving, was growing, just adding just even a little test into this non-regression base was a nightmare. So we started to consider why not creating a validation system able to take care of HPC environment and what it implies, like validating on multiple architecture, multiple machine by multiple users with multiple benchmarks. And we just thought about having a generic tool able to handle all of that at one point. So what we want in that scenario, we are here in the case of validating an MPI implementation, which means having a standard API. Okay, so there is a lot of well-known MPI benchmarks already existing. We don't have to rewrite a whole non-regression. We have benchmarks. You have proxy applications and so on. So how to scale these benchmarks to any runtime or any project using them to build a proper validation process. So what people want, I mean what users of this validation system want, it's a simple tool. You don't want to have really complex, Qt, GTK, any kind of complex architecture to deploy to test. So what we want is just a command line interface, basically. And really few configuration to deploy to have such test working, because a lot, maybe it's not a generality here, but a lot of people hate tests, basically. So we have to convince them that testing is good for software quality. So something really simple, but also able to handle any really complex scenario we may find in HPC. Running an MPI application is not that hard, but it may become really, really complex. And we don't want to have to rewrite this tool every 2 years because a new technology, a new approach, a new paradigm is implemented, and the validation process should have to be rewritten. So from that state, we decided to write a tool to fit our needs, but to be able to be used by people meeting the same requirements. Before going further, I would like to tell you that testing is not a brand new field, and some other projects are tackling such kind of issue until now. And so please take a look at them if you think that PCVS does not completely fit your needs. They are really, really powerful tools in the field. So today, I'm here to talk to you about PCVS. It's a tool maintained by the CEA. It's written in Python. Yes, everything is in Python now. So we are based on Python. It's a simple command line interface, and with few configuration files, obviously in YAML, it's a trend. The design of this framework, the testing framework, is to bring simplicity when writing test logic to users. So we want tests to be simple to write, easy to port, okay? And these benchmarks written by the user, we want to be able to be run in multiple environments, so we don't want to bound a test suite to a given application. Let's consider MPI runtime. We don't want to have our Lulesh or our IMB benchmark bound to a specific MPI implementation to be run on any kind of architecture. So this is what we call in PCVS the retargeting approach. The other approach we want to focus on is the fact that we have heterogeneous test environments. We have benchmarks. How to scale, automatically scale this benchmark to the actual test environment. Consider, for example, having users wanting to validate the IMB, but they are working on their workstation. You don't want to launch up to